Welcome, friends and future friends I have not met. I always say, welcome, Minifiners. I fear your name is confusing to people, though. You have found the Minifinies podcast, where you listen for mini epiphanies to expand your God box and be mindful. I hope that you have a comfortable place to sit or a cup of coffee to sip for this episode. Today is about reflecting on time and reflecting on how funny life is. I kind of had a strange week. I recorded today's episode, and the moment I was 100% done and ready to upload it, my computer deleted the entire thing down the tubes. I Googled how to try to find it and recover things, and it was a no-go. So I took it as a sign, and I slowed down, and you can tell I'm pretty moving pretty slow now. I'm recovering. And so I think you might hear that episode next week, but we're skipping the three R's today. If it just doesn't feel right, then I say trust your gut. And so we're going to move in a different direction. And that was Tuesday. And it was just a strange day. My friend got stuck in a horrible traffic, and it was supposed to be a breakfast date, but she was an hour late to our breakfast date. And so it turned into lunch. And about an hour after that, my podcast was deleted and an hour and a half of work vanished into thin air. And then I took my mom to an appointment and I expected to be able to work while I was there, but there was no internet. So another half hour of time was quote unquote wasted. Do you ever have days like that where nothing goes as planned? I've come to a place now where rather than being upset, the moment there is a twist or turn and the unexpected happens. And so even when it's not necessarily good, I'm instantly hyper aware that something is in the air and that I need to start watching for why and figure out why it's unexpected or what God's trying to tell me. So on Tuesday, and today still, I'm still reflecting on it. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm doing that I'm not aware of and how I can slow down and notice it and be aware of it. I really think awareness is the first step towards recovery of any kind, really. I don't know a better word for it, but recovery from rushing, recovery from stupid behaviors, from habits, tons of stuff. So I don't know if I've come to realize why Tuesday was weird yet. But I know this. It reminded me of a sacred truth that I learned at George Fox. I learned that it was bad to rush. Maybe unhealthy is a better word. It's imperfect to hurry. I am my best when I am fully present and fully engaged. But the problem is that we're not. I'm not. Now that I think about it, I've had a lot of really strange things happen this week, actually. My phone has been glitchy for 2 months, so I had to get a new one today, and I drove home without a phone, and I told the girl at the Apple store, I can survive driving home without a phone. It'll be fine. And I said it kind of as a joke to her because the internet, you know, it wouldn't work, and I need two-factor authentication and all this stuff. And so I rushed home, but twice on the drive home, I reached for it. That tells you my bad habits. I realized there was no music without my phone. I realized that Siri is my personal assistant. And so all the people who ask me how I do everything I do, wedding planning, podcast, writing, hosting YouTube station now, keep my hubby happy, find downtime, train an apprentice soon, teach workshops, everything I do, I swear to God, it's Apple. If I did not have my iPhone and Siri, I could not do it. I don't think I could ever switch back to Android. I don't know. I would panic. And I give you this short antidote because my point is that I'm always multitasking. Always. As an entrepreneur, I work 24 hours a day on taxes, on designing and writing and advertising and social media and calling people and following up and driving around and mailing crap, and I'm sure you like that. It's like I'm always in hurry up and wait mode. I think many of us are. And that's such a first world problem. I totally understand that. But I sat down and I actually calculated it out. If I had all the answers today, if I had complete freedom to do my job without having to rely on other people and wait for them to do their part, you know, because especially planning weddings, it's like I do four steps, then you do four steps, then I do four steps. But if I could go all the way and take care of everything, with everything I have on my schedule right now, everything on my calendar, I would work like 40 hours a week for 8 weeks, and I would be 100% done planning weddings for the entire year. For the whole year. And every time I add a new client, that would add a day or two more. But man, so why does it take me so much longer than that? How come I'm not working only 40 hours a week? How come I'm working twice as long? I'm sure you feel the same way. Like, things take way longer than they should, way longer than expected. It's just, this is the world we live in. So there's this amazing free website called Toggle. It's T-O-G-G-L. You can log all the time that you spend doing things. You can clock in and clock out of tasks. And I've never used it for personal things, but I might need to, because I need to open up my eyes to how long I waste time doing stupid shit. Do you hear me? I can write an email and type like a madwoman. Fastest typer in the world, no joke. My husband complains about how loud and fast it is. I call people on the phone and they're like, oh my God, I can hear you typing, you're so fast. And yet I can write another email dealing with conflict or a stressful relationship, and it will take me four times as long. I can rush to be, as usual, 5 minutes late everywhere I go, especially to coffee. And I can set a timer for 1 minute to shut my eyes and meditate or pray, and I don't feel like I even got a second to breathe. So it hit me this week. Time is so strange. I joke with my mom a lot. Everything come, we say this in this funny accent, everything come full circle. And I still haven't found my watch. I mentioned that to you guys last week. And I'm taking it as a sign that I need to slow down, that time is relative, and that if I just trust that there's enough of it, that there will be. I was writing this, and I tried to Google something, which ended up not getting in the podcast, but a YouTube video caught my eye, and I tried to watch it, and it had no sound. And I tried again, and I played with all the controls on my laptop, and it hit me, you're not supposed to watch this video. And the video was about work, and it was about wedding stuff. And I'm like, you're writing the podcast. Stay in your lane. Don't be distracted. And it's amazing to me that if you expect miracles, if you expect and know that you know that you know that the universe has your back and that every single thing around you supports your highest and best, it will. It really will. I swear it's true. You can use my stupid YouTube example as a true story. I left my charger in the wall yesterday. This is another example. And I took it as a sign that I need to plug in a little more. I need to stay longer. I need to not worry about catching up. I need to take care of me. You need to take care of you. Watch out for the little things this week. Look for the signs that you're on the right path. Look for the signs that you're not, that you're taking the best care of yourself, that you're not plugged in or that you're not present. Don't force things. Accept things as they come. Keep moving. And I'm not saying sit and watch TV all day and expect that there's going to be an extra 30 minutes for one more episode. I'm saying you can trust the universe, that it has your back, that it will provide time and opportunity for you to plug in when you need it. That 1 minute meditation that felt like a flash, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was Monday, it recharged me like it had been an hour. It was better than a cup of coffee, people, and I never say that. I remember a few months ago, I was with Heather, my beloved acupuncturist, who's no longer with me in New Mexico. And she once said to me that there was enough time in the day for me to take 5 minutes to meditate and be grounded and stick my feet in the dirt. And I lost it. I told her she was crazy. I do not have 5 minutes. I threw a complete tantrum. And she looked at me like I was the crazy one. It was so obvious to her that I was out of my gourd. And of course, she's right. She's going to love that my voice is recorded saying that. She can play it over and over and over. She is right. You have 5 minutes. You have more. If you trust they will be there, they will be, and you will find them. Seek and you shall find. Believe in miracles. Believe time is relative, and that when you are fully, fully present, it will feel like time has slowed down. It will, because your heart, your mind, your soul has slowed down to be fully present instead of half here and half in the future. Play with your kids, your dog, laugh with a loved one, visit grandma. Time will slow for you if you let it, especially when you do those things that change your world. Amen to that. That one tugs the heartstrings for me. I pray that time slows for you when you visit your grandparents. If this minifony has made you think, if it's inspired you, made you slow down and reflect a little, please, please leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Share and subscribe. Connect with me on Facebook. I want to get to know each other over time. And I want to encourage you again to comment and leave your thoughts and reflections. You can email me directly at alinabard.com too. From the bottom of my soul, I hope this has been a minifony. I hope it sticks with you all week. And until next time, may you have all the time in the world to accomplish everything you want to.